This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, June 22, the cleansing blood of Christ. Our reading comes from Hebrews chapter 9. How much more, then, will the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God? When our kids play outside and get a bit sweaty, we'll often say to them, "Okay, jump in the shower and do a quick rinse off." Other times, when they've played outside for hours and they need more than just a quick rinse, they need a deep cleaning shower or a soak in the tub. In some ways, the Old Covenant laws of cleansing after a time of uncleanness provided just a quick rinse. It wasn't a deep-down cleaning, but the people needed to be cleansed through and through. We all need to be fully cleansed from our lives of sin. What the old laws pointed to was someone who could provide a full, deep cleaning. That someone is Jesus Christ, whose death for our sake provided purification once for all. The Old Testament law included ceremonial practices of washing to be clean, but the cleaning was never complete. People would get dirty again. Jesus' sacrifice for us, however, cleans us thoroughly, providing such a deep down cleaning that we receive new life. As Hebrews 9:14 explains, the blood of Christ shed for our sake cleanses our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. For all who trust in Christ, we are washed in His blood, fully cleansed from sin, so that we may serve Him. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, You wash us and make us fully clean. Help us to live for You, serving You faithfully and sharing Your love with others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.